freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and literally bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Check out the BBS.
There you go.
Was that my cue?
That was your cue.
BBS.
You're holding the cards.
check out the BBS. There's thousands of posts on there. Whatever, like 6,000 of them?
I think we're probably right nearby the 6,000 mark.
6,000 posts, several hundred posters.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from the inane to the highly intellectual.
And everything in between.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there for you, and it's free at freetalklive.com. Also, don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll free at 1-888-532-4604. Or get on the website at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org. We have an email address here, and it's ftl@freetalklive.com, and people sometimes email us things, and sometimes we read them on the air, sometimes we don't. Just depends on what the content is.
Although you can, your calls, we go right to them. Your emails, we don't have to.
It depends, yeah. Your
That's
calls are what this show is about. So if you make a call at 1-800-259-9231, you want to control the show, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. This one, though, this email came in from a world listener.
Says, what's that mean?
Well, you'll find out. It says, Ian and the Free Talk Live staff, I want to say how much I enjoy the show. Free Talk Live is a great talk show, and I love listening to it. All the hosts are great and bring up interesting topics that are supported by solid evidence and presented with an enjoyable discussion. I swear I didn't write this email.
This is shameless. I can't believe you're reading this. You, my friend, ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I don't completely agree with 100%.
It's not like this is the first one of these things we've ever gotten. I thought it was the deal that we didn't read these things. Go ahead.
Well, it gets better.
Okay. Maybe there's a nugget of meat in here.
He says next that I don't completely agree with 100% of your opinions, but I enjoy listening to divergent views and learning more about what others have to say. I also wanted to let you know about two topics. Number one, you have listeners who use the podcast but don't and can't call in. Well, we know that. I mean, from time to time we hear from a podcast listener, but for the most part, most podcast listeners are, you know, listening on their way to work, on their way to school, whatever. And so they don't really have a phone nearby, and they're always listening at different hours, so they're not usually listening
sure.
during the show. They have to make, if you're a podcast listener, you have to make a special effort to call us during show hours.
Right.
Which, of course, Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 at night Eastern Time. And our live Saturday show, which, man, we're going to have some big announcements soon about the Saturday show, but we can't say anything yet. The live Saturday show.
I already know the secrets.
3 hours long.
I know the secrets.
7 to 10 Eastern Time. All right. So he says, it's easy to recognize the radio listeners, internet listeners, and the callers, but you also have listeners using your podcast. Please continue using this distribution method, even if you don't get positive confirmation that it is being used. I download every show and listen to each show in its entirety, sometimes more than once. That's just fantastic. Can't ask for more than that, can you, Manwich?
No.
Number two, he says, you may have one of the largest international listening networks. I, as a listener, am currently living in the Philippines and traveling and working in Taiwan and Singapore, with frequent trips back to the U.S. You keep me company while I wait to board planes, flying in my cramped little seat, sitting in taxi cabs, and among other times because I enjoy listening to the show. Keep up the great work, from Stephen. And he adds a postscript. I am not affiliated with any particular political party. I agree with some Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian positions. I vote for the person who I feel will best represent me on the issues at the time of an election. You know, I wish more people could say that about themselves. Do you really think that most Americans could say that they vote for the person who they feel will best represent them?
I think they all say that.
Maybe that's how they
feel. I think
feel.
That most of them have voted for that same political party for years.
But that's not really how they're best represented. A lot of people who vote for the Republicans and Democrats would be better represented by a Libertarian candidate.
Yep.
Not all of them, but a lot of the people who are. And they refuse to vote for the Libertarian candidate because, oh, there's no chance he'll win. There's no chance.
Well, that's what a friend said to me. He said, why are you going to vote for Michael Bednarik? You know he's going to lose. And I said, he's not going to lose if everybody votes for him, so I'm going to vote for him.
Right.
So I voted for him, and,
well, he lost.
Everybody else didn't.
Right. But at least you walked out of the voting booth feeling clean.
Yeah.
You can't feel bad after you're done voting for what you really believe in. If what you really believe in is the Green Party's agenda, vote for him. If you what you really
I
believe
should make
in,
it clear I intended to vote for him. I did not get to.
Good point.
Yeah.
Because of silly little laws here.
Silly little rules.
Right. 1-800-259-9231. Again, the number for you to get interactive with us. And again, if you want to shoot us an email, ftl@freetalklive.com. How about the war on salt, man? Which one do we start there?
I'm very interested in the war on salt.
This one from the Advocates for Self-Government newsletter. A prominent consumer group is demanding that the federal government be given the power to regulate the amount of salt in food.
Oh God, like the government has any, like the government has the foggiest clue how much salt is good to put in food. Please, you're going to kill us all. I mean, what kind of jackass
there.
Suggested this?
I think it could be argued that, and we talked about this before because the new food pyramid came out, I think it could be argued that the government food pyramid may have contributed to the obesity epidemic in this country. I'm not saying it's the primary cause, saying it may have contributed, because the idea, the concept that one size could possibly fit all is
ridiculous.
The most asinine, ridiculous, foolish idea in the world.
It's Orwellian.
We're all so
it's
different.
So bizarre that the government would come out and say, this is what you will be eating.
Yeah.
You will be liking this. It's so bizarre.
And now you have to do push-ups.
And then, what? Why in the world are they telling us this? Aren't they supposed to be watching the borders and, you know, ensuring peace and tranquility? Shut up!
Poppycock.
Don't tell me what I'm supposed to eat. I'll tell you what you can eat, and it is not very nice.
Well, now, it's not the government that's come up with this idea. The organization in question here is the Center for Science in the Public Interest, the CSPI group. Now, these are a bunch of basically food busybodies who they're damn sure that they know what's best for Americans as far as what they should put in their bodies, and they're going to seek legislative action in order to enforce it on everybody. These are the kinds of people who are behind
why
the suing of
we
McDonald's, etc.
Why can't we get legislative action as to what happens to them? I mean, can't we legislate that they all get sodomized
at noon
tomorrow?
Well, because, see, the problem is when you've got an activist group, when you've got a group that wants something from government, they are way more active than everyone who doesn't want what that group wants, because the CSPI is, they've got lobbyists in Washington, they've got a group of people, you know, groups of people who will letter write to congressmen, and they push for the laws.
It's
now,
absolutely criminal.
Most of us, most people in America, don't get wind that there's a new law being pushed for. Most people aren't subscribing to the Advocates for Self-Government newsletter to where they would get this information.
Sure.
If I hadn't have come across this particular article, I'd have no idea that this was going on. And so everyone else in America who may not necessarily agree with the government regulating the amount of salt in products doesn't know about it, and even if they do know about it, it's not really a huge issue to them to where they're going to stand up and defend it, and defend food, because it's just a minor concern to them. And it's that way for every issue, whether it be food or whether it be the war on drugs, or you name the issue, the lobbyist group is always far more influential than all the people who disagree with the
sure.
group, because they're diffuse. The people who disagree with the lobbyist groups are just kind of out there.
Right.
There's no organization behind them. There's no group to rally them to a cause. I mean, there is a group. It's Downsize DC, and we happen to be a huge fan of it. But again, they still aren't out there in the public's eyes. They don't have recognition like some of these groups do. Anyway, we're going to come back with more on the war on salt. If you've got a comment, if you want to change the topic, you dial in 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothie.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control anytime just by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, and literally anything goes. Political, personal, you got a rant you want to get off your chest? We're here for you. You got something that you just always wanted to talk about on talk radio, but none of those other shows will let you through?
Of course they
won't. Will. Anything goes. I was told by Johnson that he was apparently driving around Tampa Bay today, and he tuned into the Michael Medved show.
Uh-huh.
And Michael Medved apparently today was having Disagreement Thursday or something like that.
He just does Disagreement Day, right?
Right. How often does he do that?
About once a week.
It should be noted, we take disagreeing calls anytime you want to make them on this show. It's up to you, though. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Owen in Washington. Owen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was on the VBS, and I was looking at a few people talking about the Liberty Dollars.
Yes, okay. Sir.
Yeah, they're the old silver dollars.
Well, they're not old silver dollars.
Well, the old... Okay, but Maybe we should be going back to the old silver dollars instead of these Liberty dollars.
Well, how so? Why is that?
Because that's the only thing the Constitution allows for.
That's well, the Constitution doesn't prohibit private currencies.
Well, if you get an old silver dollar...
Well, no, I'm not saying it doesn't prohibit private currency. I'm saying the states and our government needs to go back over to the gold and silver coins.
Sure they do.
That's a nice idea. Good luck.
I mean, has anybody jumped on that bandwagon since 1933?
How many people? Not since that executive order.
No, that's why we jumped on this one.
They made it gold illegal.
You know, even the even Alan Greenspan himself, in I think it was the 70s, wrote an article about how valuable the gold gold backing is, and then he all of a sudden has completely forgotten his principles and is now doing what we know he's doing at the Fed.
Well, he hasn't forgotten his principles at all. He just too enthralled by the power.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, so Owen, I mean, do you really believe that there's any chance the government will get back to this?
Only if the people are educated and know the truth about the Federal Reserve.
Do you realize how difficult of a task that's going to be?
Oh, I fully realize that.
I thought about it, and I personally believe we're far better off than trying the private currency made out of silver than to try to get the government to change its ways and trying to educate 60% of the people that, in fact, this is constitutional, it's the right way to go.
Well, you're going to have to educate people anyway. I mean, if you're using the Liberty Dollar, you're going to have to. The idea is not to necessarily puke on them a whole bunch of information about why the Fed is BS, et cetera, but, I mean, eventually, if people are going to accept the Liberty Dollar, they're going to have to come to an understanding of what makes it better than the Federal Reserve notes.
That's right.
The Liberty Dollar is almost the instrument for the change that you're looking for, Owen.
Like the NorFed currency.
That's exactly what the Liberty Dollar is.
Okay, I haven't been paying attention.
Well, there you can actually go and get more information at dollar.freetalklive.com.
Okay.
Owen, anything else on your mind tonight?
Not right now.
Excellent. Well, we're glad you called in. Check in with us some other time. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So, the War on Salt. The Center for Science in the Public Interest, CSPI, which, no kidding, actually calls itself the Food Police,
oh God,
is suing to force the Food and Drug Administration to classify sodium as a food additive. This would give the FDA the authority to set limits for salt in processed and prepared foods. They said this. CSPI Executive Director Michael Jacobson said, quote, "Salt is unsafe because it's a major cause of heart attacks and stroke. The federal government should require..."
Not his heart attack or his stroke. Leave my heart attack and my stroke alone. It's none of your damn business, pal.
Well, he thinks
get away from my heart attack and my stroke.
If I want to have a heart attack, I damn well can.
It's the truth. This freaking communist wants to tell me what I can eat. What I can eat, Ian.
Well, he might be a fascist.
I don't care what he is. I'd like to shove something down his throat.
The federal government should require food manufacturers to gradually lower their sodium levels. Can you believe that? So,
can I believe
over
it?
Time,
absolutely.
Over time, the food just gets less and less tasty, right?
People will never notice.
And the article says, and that's just the beginning. CSPI also wants extra taxes on salty foods. A national tax-funded anti-salt campaign. Can you imagine? Anti-salt commercials on TV? Kids, stay away from salt. It's helping the terrorists win.
Yeah, that's what they did the last time.
And prominent warning labels on salt canisters. Can you believe this? This is just like La La Land. It really is.
It's ridiculous.
Plus, just what we need, a brand new federal bureaucracy. They're actually proposing the FDA Division of Sodium Reduction. And the article notes that they are indeed,
they'll help.
That they're not making this up. studies show that many Americans do indeed consume a lot of salt, on average about 4,000 milligrams per day. That's nearly twice what many experts say is the limit to keep blood pressure under control. CSPI says that excessive salt intake is killing as many as 150,000 Americans in a year. But the issue here isn't about the dangers of salt. It's about individual liberty. Whatever happened to personal responsibility and personal choice? Shouldn't free people be able to decide for themselves how much salt they want to consume and what and where they eat and buy, even if others deem those choices to be unwise?
It's incredible.
I say yes.
Absolutely. I can't even imagine how for a moment somebody could think otherwise.
I'd love to hear how this jerk, this head of the CSPI would answer that question. What would he say to that? Shouldn't free people be able to decide for themselves how much salt they want to consume?
But salt is bad. It's bad.
But don't you know anything about salt? It's evil. It will cause heart attacks. We must stop it.
This is it's the equivalent of the anti-smoking Nazis. We have the anti-salt Nazis now in this.
And the drug warriors.
And the drug warriors. Although you can't find them. I mean, finding a drug warrior to talk to is like a needle in a haystack. But apparently these people are all over the place. Should the U.S. government be in charge of such intimate lifestyle choices? Where exactly in the U.S. Constitution is the authority granted to the federal government to regulate the amount of salt in food anyway?
Nowhere.
And isn't there the danger of a slippery slope here? If we accept CSPI's basic principle...
Slippery slope. At this point, we have slid so far down the slope that people don't even realize that we're sliding anymore.
Well, apparently, if we accept their basic principles, shouldn't the government force people to exercise, eat balanced meals, and get to bed early every night? By the way, no word yet on whether CSPI also wants to limit swimming in the ocean, but surely that's on their list, too. Just imagine the potential for salt consumption there.
That'd be bad.
If you've got a comment on the salt situation here, 1-800-259-9231, do you think the government should be able to tell people what the appropriate amount of something to eat is? And in this case, regulating all food manufacturers as far as the amount of salt content that they could. What would that do to the canned food industry?
Be terrible.
Why do they put salt in canned food? Is it as a preservative? So what is that going to do to canned... I mean, how much... The canned food sits on shelves for years, right?
Years.
And if they lower the salt content, does that make the shelf life go down?
I would imagine it probably does. Plus, it probably makes what would be normally very bland food taste a little better.
Exactly. And on top of all that, it's usually canned food is usually aimed at the lower end portion of the population as far as the pricing, pretty cheap. You go out and buy yourself some beans and pork, right? Well, if we lower the salt content and therefore lower the shelf lives, they're going to have to throw out more product and raise prices, which could hurt poor people. 800-259-9231, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite.
We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section there. You just go click updates, sign up, maybe takes you a minute or two. And then from that point on, any announcements that we have about the show, any news, anything that you need to know, you'll be the first, one of the first to know if you're on the updates list. So go check that out at freetalklive.com. Now, something else I had, while we're talking about what the advocates for self-government, those are the people that I found out about this War on Salt thing through. A great organization. They're dedicated to helping libertarians like you and I, man, which improve our communication skills. Because a lot of libertarians are just, well, they're not master communicators, and if they were, they'd be able to recruit more libertarians. So that's kind of the idea there. Anyway, government reneges on Social Security promises. Since Social Security's in the news so much today, I think it's just some interesting little tidbits here. Apparently, libertarian economist and syndicated columnist Mr. Walter Williams uncovered some fascinating nuggets in a 1936 government pamphlet on Social Security. First, this quote from the pamphlet. After the first 3 years, that is to say, beginning in 1940, you will pay, and your employer will pay, 1.5 cents for each dollar you earn, up to $3,000 a year.
Little lying bastard.
Beginning in 1943, you will pay 2 cents, and so will your employer, for every dollar you earn for the next 3 years. And finally, beginning in 1949, 12 years from now, you and your employer will each pay 3 cents on each dollar you earn, up to $3,000 a year. That is the most you will ever pay. Here's what Williams had to say about this. Had Congress lived up to those promises where $3,000 was the maximum earnings subject to Social Security tax, controlling for inflation, a $50,000 a year wage earner would pay about $700 in Social Security taxes, as opposed to the more than $3,000 that he has to pay today. Another quote from that same 1936 Social Security pamphlet.
You know, once you let them in your pocket, that's all there is to it.
They just take.
The battle's over.
Mm-hmm.
Once they get in there,
they never stop.
They'll never stop.
Unless we force them to.
You can believe 20 years from now, the income tax is going to be around. I mean, currently, they would say that the numbers are the highest income tax bracket, I think, is 43%. Is that? And the average
like
person pays around 24%. And I'm no accountant, please. But if you take all the taxes that everybody pays and averages them out, the average American pays 50% of his wages in taxes. Now, I'll bet you in 20 years from now, the average American is going to be paying 70% of his wages in taxes.
It could very well be, but I hope that you're wrong. And what I hope you're wrong about is I hope that between now and 20 years from now, something significant happens.
Something significant is going to have to change
because
no one has stopped it up to this point.
You're absolutely right about that.
We've elected a couple of quote-unquote small government Republicans. We've elected Reagan to make the size of the government smaller.
He grew it by 69%.
We elected Bush to make the size of the government smaller.
It's gone up by 33% so far in 4 years.
It's not working, fellas.
So I think something seriously needs to happen. Obviously, the Free State Project's going to be a part of that. We'll get back into this. But Craig in Minnesota wants to talk about salt. Craig, you're back. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah. That article you read sure has some real generalities that are just really
off the wall.
What do you mean?
Well, salt is an integral part of our body.
Absolutely.
We need it. I mean, we can't survive without it.
Right. Well, they're suggesting that we regulate the salt.
Right.
That you can still have some salt, but they will tell you how much, Craig.
Well, yeah, just like the FDA knows how much level of vitamins you
need. The problem is, they're gonna decide how much it's gonna be, and if the government's administrating it, we could all be dead shortly.
Well, the kicker of it is, just to say salt causes heart attack is like saying cholesterol causes heart disease, which is totally off the wall too, because there's too many factors for every individual.
Absolutely. Isn't salt one of the reasons why we don't have a diarrhea epidemic in this country, because it's iodized? Isn't that correct?
Yeah, but thyroid.
Is that thyroid?
Thyroid.
Okay. I thought it was a diarrhea thing for some reason. There's a major problem in third world countries where they don't get enough iodine in their diets, and they end up having terrible, terrible health problems as a result of it. So
that's
we true. Have iodized salt in this country.
Yeah, that's true. And years ago, I've read an article once. Years ago, the government put out an article or a little pamphlet. You probably found it at your doctor's office or whatever, dealing with health. Too much salt is bad for you and stuff. But from what I understand, there have been studies since then showing that unless you do really have hypertension, that it doesn't matter how much dang salt you intake. It's not going to hurt you. You're just going to eat out.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, of course, the CSPI is just going to ignore that, and they'll say, or they'll say, well, if it has a chance of hurting one person, we should pass these laws. That's the way these people operate. If we could save one life, we should ban salt.
Well, yeah, they got to protect us from ourselves.
Exactly right. Craig, anything else on your mind?
No, that's pretty much it.
Great call, man. Thanks. Awesome. We'll talk to you again. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Thank goodness that we're not the only people that are seeing through this, that hopefully other people will bring their attention to the FDA and how controlling they are of what we can consume, of the drugs that we can take, and how it is that the FDA literally threatens each and every one of us with some sort of terrible disease that we could suffer from because we can't get the medication that we need, which is something else they do. They prevent medications from getting to market.
They keep new revolutionary medications from hitting the market 10 years too soon. And what baffles me is all the medications that do make it are from these huge companies. I mean, the fact that the FDA exists is that they ensure a monopoly, or in this case, you know, just
it's a protection racket.
A protection racket for the large companies. And then you hear the warnings on these products when they're advertised on television and radio may cause, you know, explosive bleeding from the eyes, your head to pop off and spin around.
We might need a warning like that for this show for some people.
It's baffling.
Anyway, back to Social Security. There, Walter Williams has unearthed a 1936 Social Security pamphlet and has printed some of the quotes from it, which are pretty revealing about, and what it reveals is how much government programs change. Once you start a government program, it's like pulling a fire alarm. You never know how many firemen are going to show up, and you never know what they're going to do to your property when they get there. Will they just put out the fire? Will they destroy some of your property if they put out the fire? Will they raise your house to the ground completely? You don't know what they're going to do. Well, here's what they promised back in 1936. Beginning in November 24th, 1936, the United States government will set up a Social Security account for you. The checks will come to you as a right. Wrong again, Williams notes. First, there's no Social Security account containing your money. But more importantly, they spend it as soon as they get it.
Yeah.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on two occasions that Americans have no legal right to Social Security payments. The bottom line, Williams puts it bluntly. If a private retirement company reneged on its promises, we could take it to court. If Congress reneges on its promises, there's no judicial course of action whatsoever.
You can grin and bear it.
The people who originally made the promises are out of office. They have no
dead.
They have no responsibility whatsoever for any of the promises they make. And this doesn't just apply to Social Security. This applies to every single government program that has ever existed.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what they promise. It doesn't matter if it starts the way you want it to. It will always grow beyond its means, beyond what you ever expected in your wildest dreams. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Take control of the show.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C-Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C-Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C-Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. We're here to take your calls about anything. Political, personal, hell, even pop culture. Not that I know much about it, but we'll talk about it if you want.
Give it a shot.
Anything goes. I guess what, Charlie Sheen just got divorced.
He did.
Yeah. So, again, that's about as much attention as I pay to it. 800-259-9231, the email address, ftl@freetalklive.com.
Maybe he's just getting divorced.
Maybe so. And then there's the archives at freetalklive.com. The last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. And also, we are podcasting those archives and making waves in the podcasting world.
That's right. All the big podcasting crybabies say, no, podcasting is supposed to be an underground thing. It shouldn't be radio.
What are these radio people doing here?
What are they doing here?
Well, you're only supposed to be on your living room floor.
Right.
With a microphone and a computer.
A microphone in one hand and a beer in the other.
You can't podcast if you've got a radio show.
That's not fair. It's not fair. It's supposed to be.
Well,
admitted this.
Yes, we can, and yes, we are. And as a matter of fact, how many other talk radio shows have podcasts?
None of them, because they all sell their archives.
Well, I've heard that some of the Air America shows do, but they certainly don't show up on any top 10 lists, and they obviously don't care about the podcasting community, mm-hmm. because we make efforts to be something in the podcasting community, whereas they don't. Although, again, for the most part, you're right. Most radio shows, you got to pay. You got to open up your credit card, plug it in, pay $5, $10 a month. I don't even know what they're. I know they're usually at least $5 a month for these
for these subscriptions.
I think they're usually in that range, $4.95 to $5.95.
And we have always given away our shows on the internet since day one of this radio show. We've given away this show online for free. And podcasting is an extension of that. We're proud to be a part of it, regardless of what some of the podcast listeners might think. We're not here to please everybody, are we, Manwich?
No.
I just want to find people that like my show. I don't care if everybody else likes it or not.
Right.
As long as you like my show, that's what's important, you being a listener. Let's go to the phones. This is a show about your calls. Nolan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Nolan?
I like your show, so relax.
Thanks, Nolan. Thanks, Nolan. We weren't concerned.
Yeah. How nice. Okay, guys, regarding salt.
Yes, sir.
And the government and their willingness to help me with my life.
you need help, Nolan, don't you know? They know better than you.
Well, you know, I've been watching them, and I've been very thankful that so far they don't seem to have my address. Because everything they touch, they mess up.
Yeah.
And
it's a good thing.
Yeah, they've got like the reverse Midas touch. Instead of like King Midas, he could touch things and turn them to gold. The government touches things and they just turn to dust, basically.
Well, I was kind of thinking about something along the Roto-Rooter lines, but okay.
Yeah, I got you. We got to keep clean, though.
Yeah, right. Anyhow, look, with cholesterol, guys, my mom weighs like, on a fat day, almost 100.
Okay.
And her cholesterol is high.
Mm-hmm.
She never eats beef. She just eats chicken. And I have a doctor who, thanks to her, I can now drive a car. I can walk around. I can stand up and talk. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I couldn't even drive.
Why is that?
Well, heavy metal poisoning, pesticides, different things. This woman has saved my life. I can't mention her name.
Your doctor?
Yes. She saved my life. And I listen to her. We talk all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Cholesterol is a natural, not just natural, necessary ingredient. And whenever you find the damage in your veins, it's not all down. Where it happens is like where the blood's coming out of your heart and it takes a turn where it's impacting that vein. That's where you'll get plaque buildup. And if you drag that plaque out and inspect it, what's it made of?
Fat?
It's not cholesterol.
What is it made of?
I don't remember. I just remember being shocked because all my life I've been pounded with cholesterol, and then whenever I read it,
there's
not
no conclusive proof that cholesterol causes heart disease. I mean, that's
there's a lot of proof going on. There's proof that two airliners knocked down these two buildings, but gee whiz, a 32-story building burned in Madrid for 2 days. It didn't fall down.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of proof, and a lot of the proof is spoofed.
You know, what I can't stand about the medical industry, or rather the way the press reports on it, is one week, eggs are good for you. The next week, eggs are bad for you. 1 week, cholesterol is good for you. The next week, cholesterol is bad for you. Who do you believe? Why should you believe them? Why should you even waste your time reading these articles? The press will just report on any old study that gets thrown out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the key words are may. So cholesterol may do this and that. Eating this particular product may give you these benefits. I don't care. Maybe it's because I'm young and I just haven't learned much about this yet, but thankfully I don't have any sort of obesity problem or anything like that. Whatever I eat at this point in my life just burns off. And
I can tell you a couple of things that you need to watch for.
Okay.
Do not eat things that, when you're reading it, it says,
spices. You can't read it?
Yeah, you better be reading it or you're going to wind up with diabetes because MSG will destroy your ability to deal with sugars.
Oh, really? I used to have a salt shaker with full of MSG.
Well, deeper ditching that stuff. Whenever they want to make a lab rat super fat, they take a baby mouse, they inject it with MSG, and after that it gets huge.
Interesting. Again, there's so much that you can look at, so much that you can study. As far as I'm concerned, you've got one life. You could go and step in front of a bus tomorrow morning, and why not just eat whatever you feel like? That's my...
I'll tell you why not. Because once you find yourself mentally aware but physically unable, you're totally miserable. So don't allow yourself to get there.
Nolan, thanks for the comments, man. Well thought.
See ya.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Drug dealers and the Royal Mounted Police. Shootout? Was it a shootout, man? Which we'll find out.
We're not going to do that next.
it's coming up at some point. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah, you get to gloat next. That's right. Free Talk Live.
Manwich Gloat Fest.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us and talk about anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we do this 6 days a week, by the way. We're live all 6 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern, and then we have the Saturday show from 7 till 10 Eastern, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with literally dozens of women who've sent their pictures in to be included in the Shrine. If you want to, just go to the Shrine at freetalklive.com and read the details for yourself. It's so easy to get on there. We really would love to have you as our next Shriner. It's been a little while since we've added a fresh Shriner, so maybe it could be you. So, Manwich, gloat away, sir.
Salina, Kansas, first by balloon, now by plane. Steve Fawcett is once again a round-the-world record holder. The millionaire adventurer on Thursday became the first person to fly around the world without stopping or refueling, touching down in central Kansas after a 67-hour, 23,000-mile journey that appeared in danger at times by a troubled fuel system.
It appeared
like,
in danger.
Right. Just like I said. Because, you know, above Indonesia and that general vicinity, nobody had any idea Mr. Fawcett took off. I would say, like, 1-3% of Americans even heard that this guy took off on this from Kansas.
I think 3% is generous.
I think it is. On a round-the-world trip and doing such and such so-and-so without landing, and I don't know.
Now, it's interesting, you made the prediction yesterday when everyone was saying that, oh no,
the fuel system, we lost 15% of our gas, and I made the prediction, no. At the last minute, he'll decide, forget about Hawaii, we're going to Kansas.
I can make it. I know I can do it.
It's the American spirit. And
I'll die trying.
Just like that. And sure enough, there's audio of him. Now, I don't know There's audio of him. I don't know if it's pre-recorded or they actually did do it right as he was making his decisions whether to land in Hawaii or not. But he's like, damn Hawaii, we're going to Kansas, boys. It sounds so much, for all the world, like a British sea captain going, damn the torpedoes, men, full speed ahead.
Well, you know, it was interesting. We had some comments. I mean, after you made those comments last night. Now, we always post our issues that we have,
stories,
the articles and the stories that we have on the bulletin board system, and of course, people frequently make comments. Somebody said something in regards to this guy Steve Fawcett was tied in with the International Aeronautics Specialty Group. I don't know. I don't have the post in front of me right now, but basically saying that there was some sort of independent group that would be vetting him. They would be, checking him upon takeoff, checking him upon return, and that what you were suggesting couldn't possibly
be true. That's right. It's only speculation.
It's damn convenient that you are absolutely right, though. I got to give you credit, man, because what you said is believable. I mean, as you put it, you're an advertising guy.
And it's not like the Olympics is above, manufacturing a little bit of, news around their stuff. I think that it would be this organization that's vetting him would be best served by him getting good press.
Absolutely.
So, I believe that he could very easily hide something from these good folks, too. A 15% fuel loss. We don't know what happened to it.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
If you're talking...